Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your national news briefing. The countdown to the count is on with just 1 hour to go. Almost 17 million Australians have now cast their ballots in the 2022 election. Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison voting earlier this afternoon, with both now at home watching the events unfold. They'll attend events in Sydney later tonight. But all eyes will be on the crucial few seats that could decide the outcome. One of them is the Battle of Kooyong. Channel 9 catching up with both Josh Frydenberg and independent Dr. Monique Ryan.
I'm optimistic, I'm confident, but I'm never complacent. And I recognise that the decision today is up to the people of Kooyong, as it has always been.
I don't think we've left anything in the tank. We've tried as hard as we can to talk to as many people as possible about what matters to them, about what they'd like changed and how they'd like their government to be.
So other seats to watch tonight include Boothby in South Australia, Reid in New South Wales, Chisholm in Victoria, and Pearce and Swan in WA. We'll keep you updated tonight as the count gets underway from 6 p.m. In other news, Australians will get a chance to say their goodbyes to cricketing great Andrew Symons at a public memorial in Townsville next week. And overseas, Russia says the battle for the city of Mariupol in eastern Ukraine is over, claiming victory. President Vladimir Putin, who's been accused of committing war crimes by effectively flattening the city into submission. In sport, Geelong too good at the Cattery, the Savo beating Port Adelaide by 36 points, but it was closer in Ballarat, the Western Bulldogs hanging on by 7 points against an informed Gold Coast Suns. They're just getting underway in the clash at Marvel Stadium with the Kangaroos hosting Melbourne. Then tonight, the dream time at the G with the Tigers and the Bombers, while the informed Saints take on the Crows at Adelaide Oval. Great game in the NRL with the Dragons hanging on for a 6-point win over the Warriors in Sydney, 24 points to 18. Up next, it's the Cowboys and the Storm, and then tonight, the Panthers and the Roosters at the SCG.
Listener.